This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And the election campaigns still very much ongoing by various political parties, visiting various local governments, telling the people what they want to do for them. Well, I think a lot of people now are more interested in how they intend to do what they want to do. It is for this purpose that Nigeria Info and the Rivers Debate Group have a debate coming up for the five you voted governorship candidates in the state. I'm talking about the PDP, APC, SDP, Accord, and Labour parties. Now, these candidates are to involve in a debate, and that debate is where we hope they tell us not just what they want to do, but how they intend to do it. And as the campaigns continue to go through the various local governments, one question has come into mind, and that is, how did the local government function as we build up to the election? The performance of the various local governments, if you remember, we had the governor during the flag off period prior to the campaign's official talking about going to various communities and local governments and flagging of roads. And some people felt like those roads were roads that's supposed to be handled by local governments. But then we had the state government doing them. And the governor even said it himself. We did not ask state government to partner with us. We came and we did it, even though the road is for local government to do. And there was even a time where he had to question what local governments have been doing. I can't remember the exact local government he was. But he said, I don't touch your money, and you have agreed, I'm paraphrasing the governor now, that I don't touch your money. And so he's asking, what have you even been doing in your local government? Which brings us to this question, the performance of the various local government councils and what they are doing as against what they ought to be doing. They have a constitutional responsibility, you know. Are they living up to it? Are they doing exactly what they should be doing? Are they doing far above it, or are they doing very, very below what is expected of them? Or some of the questions that we're asking. Meanwhile, get to the conversation on Facebook. We are live on Twitter as well. We are live at Nigeria Info PH, and we need you to talk to us as we build up to the elections. Remember, some more political parties will be visiting other local governments to campaign, and they are going to say similar things. But in this local government, many issues still unattended to. Some of them light, some of them water, some of them healthcare, other issues include road, many issues, basic issues that many would say should have been resolved. But yet we have this local government chairman say they carry out projects in those communities. So if they do indeed carry out projects, how come some local governments and some communities in some local governments cannot say that they have power or good drinking water or access to healthcare, and most importantly even education? The schools in some of these local governments are nothing to write home about. Well, so we're asking you on Facebook, tell us, would you say that the various local government chairmen have been effective in carrying out their developmental responsibilities? You know where you live, you know where your local government is. If you don't, I mean, you listen to the news and you go around town. So tell us what you think on Facebook. We'll need your response. On WhatsApp, you can also send in your thoughts. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. How do you assess the performance of the local government chairman? Have they been living up to expectation? Have they been fulfilling their responsibilities? My guest this morning is the executive director, Center for Human Rights and Livelihood Development. His name is Dandesin, Harry Dandesin. He's supposed to join us in the studio, but we'll have to start the conversation via telephone because of the traffic situation around Port Harcourt. Mr. Dandesin, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Ifeemi. How are you?
Very fantastic. Thank you very much. What's the traffic situation like?
Location around that farm road, it's a standstill. I've been here for close to 45 minutes going to 1 hour right now. So it's a standstill. It's a snail crawl. That's where we're moving, and we don't know the reason.
Okay.
So that's why I'm late. I'm so sorry.
All right, hopefully we get you in the studio before the show runs out. If we don't, we'll just have to conclude the whole conversation via telephone. Let's cut to the chase now and hopefully. Go to the business of the day. Local governments. The local governments across the country even have come into serious scrutiny. Remember the president talking about financial autonomy, which many people felt was the reason why maybe some local government chairmen or local governments were not performing as they ought to. Local government was basically established because the government at the time needed an arm that would be in direct contact with the locals and ensure that development gets to the grassroots. In Rivers State, well, some people would say, well, the local governments have been functioning. Others would disagree. For you, what's your position with regards to, so far, the activities, developmental activities of local governments in River State?
Thank you, Femi. First of all, before you talk about the development achievements, we first need to establish the fact, what are the functions of the local government? What are they supposed to do? Are they doing those things they are constitutionally established to do? That's the question we need to first establish. And in respect to the Nigerian Constitution as revised in 1990, it's okay, pursuant to the 1979 Constitution.
Okay.
The federal military government then made local government the third tier of governance, just as you said earlier on. And some of their functions are stated. First, the consideration and making of recommendations to State Commission on Economic Planning. Collection of rates, radio and TV licenses. Establishment and maintenance of cemeteries, burial grounds, homes for destitute. Licensing of bicycles, trucks, canoes, wheelbarrows, and carts. Establishment and maintenance of regulation of slaughterhouses. Construction, maintenance of roads, streets, streetlight, drains, and other public. And it's on and on. You can say nursing homes, naming of roads, and on and on. Now, let's just... That's a little bit of some of the functions that they are supposed to do. Control and licensing of shops. Now, let's ask ourselves a question. When the state government are taking it upon themselves to carry out 75% of the functions of the local government, what then is the local government actually doing apart from paying salary? As I can tell you, presently in River State, most of the local government is focused on paying of salaries. Because one, when you reach out to them and ask them why they are not doing what they are supposed to do, their major complaint is insufficient allocation. The allocation that are getting to them, they can barely pay salaries.
But they have
and
never said
pay salaries,
they have never said
nothing
that
more for them to use.
They have never said that the allocation is tampered with. And the governor has many times said, well, the finance that's for the local government, I never touch and it goes to them. In fact, he bragged one time as saying, I know how much goes to you people and what the work you're doing does not really explain that amount of money. And I'm going to begin to ask questions. That's me paraphrasing, but that was what he meant when he went to flag off a project in some of the local governments before the campaign kicked off officially. So why then or how then would you arrive at the conclusion that some of them would complain and say that it's poor allocation?
Well, I have had, in the course of the project I was implementing called improving citizens' participation in local government administration. I have had the calls to reach out one-on-one, have a discussion over the table with at least three local government chairmen in Rivers State, and all the three of them are singing the same song. To say this, the allocation gets into them. They didn't say the governor was cutting it or not. But they said the allocation gets into them is not enough to carry out the developmental project. The earmark, the after payment of salaries, this the money remaining is not enough for them to carry out projects. And I asked, okay, if so, what are the projects you earmarked? Which ones have you carried out? A few of them will show you some community town hall they've done and all the rest. And I always advise them at such meetings to ask, to say, okay, what about your IGR? How are you planning? How are you trying to make sure that you generate internally generated revenues? What are your plans? What are the strategies? As a local government chairman, you put in place to make sure that your IGR flows and is increasing. And I don't really have good responses most times when I get this.
Some of the local governments you visited and asked this question, what was the response?
The local governments are visited and asked questions about their IGR.
Yes, and the plans to see that they improve on the IGRs. What was the response?
And they tell you the same thing. They tell you about the complaint, about the economy. They tell you how you look, the localities, the local people refuse to, most times will refuse to pay the taxes at all. Levies they give to them, complaining of hardships in the country and all.
But if there's no business, in the local government that these people are doing, how would you task them? And if the local government chairmen are not seeking ways to see how, you know, businesses can thrive and new businesses can be established within their local governments, you can't then have a right to ask people to pay taxes. Do you think that
exactly? Because I mean, you're saying the same thing. That's what I told them. I said, what are your strategies? And they don't have strategies in place. All they rely on is the allocation coming from the federal government. They don't rely on any other means of generating internally generated revenue. And I believe these are have a lot of political undertone in it, because they have a lot of political godfathers they need to settle. And most times, their hands are tied in carrying out some strategies they feel they can use to generate revenue. But when they want to do something, such things, some of you, their political governors, will tell them, no, you actually match on social persons too. You actually do this and do that. Then you need to sit across with some of these chairmen, since let them openly tell you what they are doing concerning these things, and you will cry. When they are telling you sincerely, not politically on air, but if you're talking to them as friends, as people you know, then if they tell you some of the things they go through, how much money they spend based on gifts of services, people that are not supposed to be taking money from their location, actually take money from their location because they have to settle them. They brought them into power.
So
how can they develop the local government? How can they carry out developmental projects?
In other words, you're saying that the process that leads to the emergence of these local government chairmen is also contributing to why some of them, if not most of them, are unable to perform their duties and bring development to the locals within their area.
Exactly, because a lot of them are sick. Then a voice to the governor, voice to a commissioner, foot soldier to this, that and that. You start, this is like a compensation. It's not as if they came, carried out debates, carried out major campaigns, and they had major oppositions. You know how local government elections is done in Rivers. And these are the issues we as the civil society organization, we always campaign against. We always tell them, look, right now, everybody is participating, willing to shine when I want to participate in local government, I mean, instead Nigerian election, more people that didn't have believe in the electoral system before, because of the new electoral act. What is wrong in making sure the local government, River State Independent Electoral Commission, also adopt the new electoral act? Use the bimodal voter accreditation system in upcoming local government elections, so that local government elections can be a little bit, seem to be a little bit transparent, free and fair. We've asked that question. What stops the local government commission, electoral commissions, from the state electoral commissions from adopting the bimodal voter accreditation system?
All right, Mr. Danielson. We have a short yes, we can hear you, but we have a short commercial coming up. We'd just like you to stay on the line for us. When we return, we'll still talk more about this, because some people would say it seems that most of the local governments now involved in would be building of councils, secretariat, and et cetera, et cetera. What happens to education, health, and other aspects of human life that should be addressed? What are local government chairmen doing about it? And they've said their funds are not being touched. Well, we'll find out more when we return. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And you've been listening to us talk about the performance and role duties of local government chairmen and various local governments in Rivers State, how far they've performed and what their performance is like compared to what they ought to be doing. And, conversations about their finances. They've not publicly ever said that their monies have been withheld or in any way not coming to them as it should. My guest has alluded that, private conversations he's had has shown that, some of them are uncomfortable because they feel that what they get is only for to service workers' salary. And if you think about that, even some of the workers, they have complaints concerning their salaries in some of the local governments. So then we ask, what really are local government chairmen doing? With the elections around the corner and campaigns ongoing, we're beginning to even get allegations of local government chairmen involved in, ensuring that opposition political parties do not campaign within their domains. And if you listen to Mr. Danderson, my guest, he's also talked about how, that is most likely to happen, especially if you look at the process that produces a local government chairman. Can we have the new electoral law begin to be implemented in local government elections? Plenty questions for you who's listening. If you get on Facebook, you would find us there at Nigeria Info PH. You can watch us online as well, and you can make your contribution. We're asking you what you think about the performance of local government chairmen, what they've done as against what they ought to do. Tell us what you think. Are you satisfied? At Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. I'll take some WhatsApp messages now. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Remember, the campaigns have been going around local governments. They've been to Eche. Some parties have been to Opobo. Others have been to Boni. Some have been to Falga. Others have gone to Ikwiri. And they're going on and on. And in these local governments, there have been complaints about school issues, inadequate infrastructure for school, healthcare problems in some of them. Road issues, some no drinking water, others no electricity. The list goes on and on. Should the people even be blamed at some point to see that they would live in these conditions for as long as they have and still do not want to ensure that something different happens? On WhatsApp, I'll take a few messages now. This one says, good morning. The local government areas are supposed to be the hallmark of development at the grassroots, but the money goes to a particular big politician who controls the local government areas, most especially where Honorable Kelechi Nwangwu is instrumental to the lack of development in Omuma. Oh, allocation of the local government area is shared between the big politicians in that area. Well, that's another allegation. Is the government not aware of all the shenanigans in Omuma in particular? This is Stanley saying there are issues in Omuma. Well, there might be issues, but whether Honorable Kelechi Nwangwu is the root of that issue, we do not know, and would not encourage that you mention names when you don't have facts. So, yes, thank you very much. Good morning, Andrew. It's appalling that local governments have forgotten their sole duties to the people because council chairmanship is now based on appointment. Ibro from Ada, Georgia. In Port Harcourt. The Greater Port Harcourt City Development Authority is supposed to control development within the area. However, the authority is not being funded by this present administration. The authority can't move around for inspection. I have a question with regards to Falga and Obiakpo. I will get back to my guest shortly, Mr. Danderson, who's waiting for us on the line. But then, many have accused the state government of, you know, concentrating most of its infrastructural works in Obiakpo and Falga. But my question then goes, the council chairman for Obiakpo and Falga, what are their duties and what are they doing in the communities? It would have been fantastic if we had some public document that shows what these local government chairmen are doing, or they even address Rivers people and say this is what they're doing, and from time to time people get to see. And are they doing projects that the people need, or projects to answer, I have done a project? That's another conversation altogether. Livinus Njoku from Eche says, in Eche local government, truly the local government chairman has been trying very well. He has fulfilled his promise of one project in each of the 19 wards in the local government. Even some wards have benefited with two projects. Security wise, there's relative peace across the area. Then you want him to do more and renovate community secondary school Umuozoche Igbodoiche. The school is in a sorry state. Let's get to my guest first. We'll come back to more messages. You can send in yours 0809 030 6416. Mr. Danderson, thank you for staying on the line for us.
You said me. I'm still here. Thanks.
Okay. Quickly now, I just addressed this. There's now the talks of, you know, local government chairmen just do projects in certain communities, in certain local governments. Is there a process that should be followed before these projects are done? Because questions now arise as to what impact these projects have, or are these projects just done to score political points? Processes are involved for local government chairmen, and what kind of projects should they be involved in?
Yeah, you said it. Nice one. Like I told you earlier, my organization carried out a project on improving citizens' participation in local government administration. And one of the objectives we aim to achieve. Letting the local government chairman know, the local government administration, and citizens in those local governments to know that, look, before any project is supposed to be implemented or is supposed to be carried out by a local government, that there is supposed to be a process. What is that process? It's supposed to be a participatory process in the sense that the local government is supposed to ask the people, what are your immediate needs, your pressing needs, what are your vulnerabilities? That based on what the Constitution says we should do as a local government, that we are supposed to be doing. They are supposed to carry out the needs assessment in all of these communities. I get surprised when I find out that local government just carry out arbitrary projects based on what one political leader from the community has told them to do for its community. Without carrying out due diligence. My due diligence, I mean carrying out a needs assessment, a participatory needs assessment, where the community will gather and say, this is our problem, and this is what we know you can do as a local government. So if you find out that you go to one community, you see 2 to 3 town halls. I've gone to a local government where one community has about 3 town community halls.
Which local government? I was asking some of the local governments you visited and the kind of projects you found.
Now, some of these town halls are not built by the local government, but some are built by the local government and some are built by development actors. Why am I calling this? Okay, if you go to our other community, our other west, if you go to Akenema community, now the headquarters of our other community used about 7 big community town halls. Some built by the government, some built by development actors like private companies operating in their area and other development actors. If the local government was doing what they are supposed to do, there is supposed to be a synergy to say, hey, you're coming in to do something like this. We have built a town hall before. I don't think this community needs a town hall again. But let's carry out due diligence, let's carry out needs assessment to find out what else they need. Instead of dedicating efforts on building the same thing that is already existing, I just called one community for you. You can go and find out. They have about 3 to 4 community halls. What are they using it for? So the local government is supposed to be in place to, one, direct the affairs of how development is done, two, make sure there's no duplication of activities, three, carry out due diligence, know what the actual problem is the local government, the community members are suffering from.
We've seen situations. Sorry to interrupt you there, but we've seen situations where the state government goes to flag off projects in communities, and then you have the local government pleading with the state government to do one other road in the area that, well, ordinarily, some people would say should be done by the local government, but then they're asking the state government to. In fact, we even have, not to say that the state government cannot decide to do certain roads in areas, but then if we are to take a critical look at how many roads over the years local governments have embarked on in their communities, some would say the number might not be very measurable as compared to the fact that it's their responsibility to handle some of these things. Those situations we see now where you have the local governments trying to get the state governments to come, and then also from something you raised with the IGR, situations where it looks like some of these local governments don't really have an idea of how to improve on the economy of wherever it is that they are governing, but then just stick with maybe taxation and tax forces and et cetera, to see how they get money. It now brings us to ask questions like, do this local government chairman really know what their responsibility is, or is their responsibility now just about ensuring that their political parties or political godfathers are satisfied? Is that what the case is looking like? Hello, Mr. Danderson.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me? I think we're having issues with the with the service providers. We'll try to reestablish contact with him in the next few minutes. But let me take some messages on WhatsApp. We have quite a number of them here. This one person says, good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello, Mr. Danderson. Okay, yes, I can hear you. I don't know if you got the question I asked.
No, please, can you kindly repeat?
Okay, so I'm asking, from everything we've said, it's almost like, is it a situation now where local government chairmen may not understand their duties or do not have the capacity to perform those duties? Or is it something that they are now more focused on ensuring that their political parties and political candidates emerge as perhaps... Oh, okay, my guest just got to the studio now. All right, I still thought you were on the phone, on the line. All right. Let's speak to you now in the studio while you try to settle in. I'll just take a few WhatsApp messages first. This one says, good morning. In Thai, local government area, primary schools in my community not functioning for over 5 years now, building under lock and key, premises unattended, unkept, overgrown bushes. We just sit and expect project from state government while local government sleep until its tenure expires. School maintenance, huge problem. Another person here says, how would the governor say he doesn't tamper with... Okay, how would the governor say he doesn't tamper with local government funds when champion cases a case against local government autonomy and Riverside of Assembly went ahead to vote against it? Who's fooling who? Victor from Egbema sent in that message. Well, the governor says he has, he doesn't, and no one local government chairman has said otherwise. Well, so the local government chairman are only concerned about revenue collection, which they use for their personal aggrandizement and not for any meaningful development. Another person says River State is broke. The money the governor and council chairman throw around organizing campaign and share to party faithfuls is the money meant for street cameras and light, equipping schools, local security and human capital improvement. Governance in River State is still primitive. Ibibi, a fine man, sent in that message. This person on WhatsApp says money received is not commensurate to work on ground, especially in Awada East local government. The only thing that stood out in Awada East local government is the road Governor Wike did. The chairman could not build a 2-meter culvert on a or a hall. George, you sent in that message. Okay, let me go to my guest. You see some of the messages and people saying it's not a situation where we have even local government chairman pleading or calling on the government, state government, to do certain roads. But then these are things that they should, even if these roads are state roads, some of them. I'll give a typical example of a road that many have said is a federal road, the Emoa Calabari Road, where insecurity has been an issue. It might not be a road for state or local government, but we have state governments do roads that belong to local government, and I'm sure it's possible that local governments can work on roads that belong to state or federal government, especially that road where we have several local governments occupying that stretch. The ordinary thought would be, why couldn't these people come together from the monies that they generate and the allocations that they get, make certain contributions among themselves and say, hey, this affects us and security of this area is our duty for our people. Why not we come on and do this road? But we hear the plea. So is it that the local government chairmen are not oblivious of what they ought to do? Or is it just about ensuring that my political party dominates where I am? And that's the ultimate focus and not what the people need or governance as it should be.
I'll start by saying, stating one a close ally of mine to one of the local government chairmen told me. He said, none of the local government chairmen want to be seen as outshining the governor. That is to say, whatever they do in their locality, for me, I believe it means they need to seek permission from the governor.
So if the governor does it, it doesn't...
And I have seen that a couple of times. I can give
you an example. What makes you feel that the situation is one where if the governor doesn't approve, then they can't do their duty that they are constitutionally empowered to do?
Because they are not doing it. What else is holding them from doing it? If the governor wants them to walk, they will walk. After all, most 90% of them are his boys.
But the governor was scolding a few of them the other time, saying, you are coming to even ask me to do another road. What are you doing with the monies you are collecting for allocation? And blah, 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 blah.
These guys are playing to the gallery. These are politicians, for crying out loud. He knows how to... Okay, haven't you seen situations where he punishes local government chairmen for making one political blunder or the rest? Why can't he punish them for not carrying out developmental projects? The other time when he went to that same road you're talking about, when he was commissioning the buildings he constructed at the university campus, he built on that road. He there and then directed the local government chairman, Chidi Lloyd, to make sure it was life to make sure you build a police station on that road.
Yeah.
And that is a road that have been having security issues.
So the question
all this
now
while.
Is, why
the question
did
was,
think
why
about
did
that?
Exactly. Why did he wait till knowing that a university is being, campus is being put there? Why do you have to wait until the governor gives you an instruction to build a police station before you start the police building one? Yes, they've started building a structure there. It's at the foundation level. I passed there yesterday. So, that is just one example to show you that to say they take instructions from the governor.
So it's not a matter of what they're empowered to do constitutionally. It's now what their principle says.
Exactly.
But then if they are voted into office and they owe the people a responsibility, should that be the case?
Where they voted into office? where they really, in the real sense of it, actually voted into office, knowing how state elections are being carried out. Like I said earlier, this takes me back to what I said. What stops the state electoral commissions from adopting the Nigerian Electoral Act so that these elections can be competitive, free, fair, and so that people can come in willingly and participate. Let me also go into another, give you another example. A lot of these chairmen, some smart ones among them, will want to carry out developmental projects. But we know the situation Nigeria is into. I will give that to them. Because I've been in a situation where they told me, okay, this is the allocation I got. This is my wage bill. And when you see the difference, what is remaining cannot, after building maybe one community town hall, cannot do any other thing again. And yet from there, political stooges will collect theirs. Political godfathers will collect something. Whether you like it or not, this thing still happens. As a local government chairman, you have a lot of people you settle every month. The ones you appoint and the ones you are not able to give appointments.
Let's open the phone lines first. We'll come back to more of this. 070-0923-0923. I'll take that again. 070-0923-0923. Well, you've been following the conversation, I'm sure. And you heard what we're asking. We'll ask you again. The local governments across the state and the performance of the chairman, when you look at it as against what they ought to be doing, are you satisfied? Well, let's find out what you think. 070-0923-0923. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Go there, watch, listen, and contribute. You can send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. We've been having loads of WhatsApp messages. Let's hear what the caller has to say. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello.
You might have to change your environment. I think we could hear holdbacks, and it's the reason why we had to interrupt that call. Please, before you call, turn down the volume of your radio set completely, and also do to leave that environment. Let's take some of your comments on Facebook now. Thank God Ability says, the governor had said it loud and clear that the 23 local government areas in the state received the allocation direct to federal government. So I don't think any local government chairman will give any excuse for not developing their localities. And this is an issue. We'll come to this. Toby is in Bonny. Toby, good morning. We lost that call. Really sad. If you're having any difficulties getting to us via the phone lines, please send a WhatsApp message. 0809-030-6416. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Letan Barry Sunday.
All right, straight,
I'm calling from Bowie.
Straight to the point, please.
Yes. The question you asked, I see that those local government chairmen are even the worst to talk about as regard to their inputs or impact on the people within that locality. Mostly the one that concerns me is where your guests talk about the some communities are having more than 2-3 town halls. You can see that. That's to prove to you that most of these people who are selected from their communities are not visionary leaders. How will you build? You have already built one town hall. The second one is also coming. You couldn't be able to ask yourself a question. Okay, all these town halls that they are building, one discourse, what are the positive discourse, to the extent that they could not realize that two is even more than for one community. Two town halls is even more than to be built in one community. And to the fact that they've not been able to discuss anything impactful. So the people of that community, they have some of those communities have quite companies. What have they contributed to the youth? What have they contributed to the community apart from building town hall? And what have they been discussing in those town halls that have not been able to make any impact to the people?
Okay.
My brother, it will take us more time again for our leaders to come up with those who have the interest of their people and not that they are pumping people that will do their own self bidding.
All right, Letambari.
Our character has begun to expose us to the world we have nothing to offer to the society.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Bonnie now. Toby, good morning. We're still having issues there. Okay. The complaint many have said is the governor keeps saying the money is in. There's nothing wrong with the money. With the projects, we are aware that the state government even had issues with the NDDC, for instance, saying you can't come and do projects that we are already working on or doing. Is it that the state governments, the local governments cannot do the same thing with the state governments?
Well,
or any can they say, well, if the state government is to do a project, well, this is what is most concerning for us. We're handling this. You can do this. Like, I'm citing the example of the multiple town halls, for instance, that we have in one local government, and all three might not be built by the local government. But then, isn't that local government doesn't have a say as to when these things are being done and directing what is needed and what is not?
Maybe they have a say, but maybe they actually are not doing their jobs, their oversight functions, to say maybe the representatives of those communities also, not just the chairman, the councillors. What are they doing? I have a town hall in my community, which is most communities have one ward or two wards, so represented by a councillor or so. Who is supposed to say, no, we have a town hall, we don't need another one? He's supposed to speak for his people, inform the chairman. Is he doing that? That's one question we also need to ask. If he's doing that and the chairman still does not do anything about it, then he needs to speak out. Why can't he address his people? Why can't he call for a press conference? But if he's doing that and the chairman is also doing that and the development actors that are coming to do this are turning a deaf ear, there are legal means of following this. You are representing the community, for crying out loud. So the community is supposed to be listening to you. If the community is not listening to you, that means you're not representing them.
Charles and Bunny, good morning.
Morning.
All right, straight to the point, Charles.
Yeah, just in the studio, I have said it all. Bonny local government is the third richest local government in this state. And the only thing the local government chairman is doing is to paint old projects and commission. Imagine a local government where the state government is telling you that it does not have their money, because there is no accountability. If the state governor is not touching their money, then you should allow the court. They shouldn't put barrier from this EFCC to prosecute them. Rivers State has been under the court that EFCC has no right to prosecute them. So everybody have the mindset of taking from the people, taking the local governor will take this more to the local government will take this more to our people and the rest of it. And they are looking at their people dying, suffering. Until we look into this constitution and do things right. If not, things will get worse every day. As I'm talking to you, when you season wants to start, more drainage has opened in Bonny. Flood keep on disturbing every part of them.
All right, thank you very much, Charles. We have a commercial coming up and we're wrapping up here. Danderson, thank you very much for making our time to get to the studio. I know, the traffic didn't make it easy for you, but you at last got here. So thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.